Eternity. A moment standing still forever. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Eternity. A moment standing still forever. What a powerful statement this philosopher has given. What a powerful concept to think and realize that every single moment is eternity. And eternity indeed is a moment standing still forever. Does every moment stand still? Is it a unique moment eternally? Is every moment eternally always there? Is it always standing still? Is it always being itself? It is. As strange as it may seem, eternity is a moment standing still forever. We have the opportunity to pop back in our thoughts to past experiences or past activities, and we remember them just as though it were a moment ago, just as though it were now, really. And so as we think about these things, and as we dream about these things, and as we know about these things, they are right here, right now, standing still, like that moment of eternity. It's fantastic. Think about how all time is now. If you say all time is now, it sort of correspondent to this idea, eternity is a moment standing still forever. All time is now. What do we make of time? What do we make of eternity? What do we make of a moment where it's just standing still, frozen as eternity? What do we make of that? What do we make of that is that every moment is fulfilled in itself, beautiful and complete, everlasting, but beautiful and complete, and done. And every new moment, if one can say new moment, if every other moment is in itself timeless time. All time is now. Every moment is now. Every eternity is now. Eternity now is an infinite number of eternities. And you say that's sort of a simplistic attitude toward a very complex thought, but it's true. We worry so much about the past, about the present, about the future, not realizing that each instant, each moment of time that we experience, we are experiencing the wholeness of it right now. There is no future to it, no past to it. Oh, well, I might know something because of that. No, you always knew it. All knowledge is in our mind right now. All wisdom is in our mind right now. All beingness is in our mind right now. There's no time that exists outside of this one moment right now, this one instant right now. The now, all time is now. There is no existence outside of now. So what is the big deal? What's it supposed to mean to us? What's it supposed to say to us that all time is now? Well, what it says to us is that no matter what thought we think, that thought is embraced, that thought is surrounded, that thought is it encompasses all time and all space. It encompasses all yesterdays and all tomorrows and all todays. It encompasses all time is now. And so in all the wisdom of the entire spectrum that exists right now, that wisdom is not available to us. It is us. Right now, everything that could be, will be, might be, was be, is right now. It is right now, in this moment. We live in this moment. We live in its allness right now, and it is exciting. It's exciting to realize that no matter what I choose to know, I know it. But I have not trained myself to be aware of it. Now, I can. I can train myself to be aware of it. I can train myself to be alert to the allness of time, to the allness of knowledge, to the allness of wisdom. Right now, I can train myself to be alert and aware and to experience it if I wish. But as we have taught ourselves through our educational processes, we have to learn something. We have taught us through our educational processes that we don't know everything right now. We have taught us through our educational processes that there is more to come. The best is yet to come, we say. The best is right here, right now, right this second, right this moment, this nowness. And the more we can tune in to the nowness, the more we are aware of the allness that we are right now, the more fun life is. All the challenges that wanting to know and seeking to know and figuring it out we think are so important and so interesting are the silliest things in the world. The challenges, they flow away into their nothingness because all is known right now. Because right now is the only time there is. Eternity, a moment standing still forever. What an interesting terminology for eternity. Eternity, a moment in time. A moment, not in time, but a moment, a timeless moment, you might say, standing still forever. A timeless moment, a moment standing still forever. Very interesting. When you and I wake up, and we can, and we will, when we wake up and we say, now is the acceptable time, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows all, I am the divine, it is revealed to me now and it is done. When we can say that, we have opened a doorway to a magical world that we only dreamed about, but it has been real all the time, just standing there waiting for us to say, okay, come on in, come on aboard, okay, I love it, I love it, I love it, yes indeed, I love it, I love it, I love it. And that's pretty nice, isn't it? Eternity, a moment standing still forever. What have you emboldened, embodied, and folded in your moment? What have you said in your reality? Have you said, I like me? Have you said, this is a good world? Have you said, all of life is fabulous, and I'm living it right this second? Have you said, and so it is? You can, you know. Try it with me and say, with you, I love you. I love you. I love you.